wrestling fans around the world. I'm Damien St. John, and welcome to Wrestling with the Champ. Joining me at this time is the 35-time PWF champion, the Ginger Ninja, sharing even more stories from his time in the squared circle on this Halloween special.
I love Halloween.
Yeah, me too.
Not as much as me. If I were on Countdown, Halloween would be my specialist subject.
Go on then, hit me with a Halloween fact.
Halloween marks the start of Allhallow Tide, as we remember saints, martins and the dearly departed, like me nan.
Oh, champ, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it sudden?
It were on time. Dropped at the station, should be home in an hour. Them trains are well fancy.
Right, well, let's just move on. What are you doing?
I wanted to slip my customary opening gag in before we got started.
What's the gag?
This episode is going to be a thriller.
Before we get going, champ, we must tie up a loose end.
What? Oh, is my boost out of its wrapper again?
Previously on Wrestling with the Champ. Hang on, champ. I've got a message from the PWF commissioner.
Gary Shag. What does he want?
He says, and I'll try and do it in my best Gary Shag accent.
If you see the champ, tell him he has until 9 o'clock tonight to confirm a date for his rematch. Or I'll have no choice but to strip him of the title, declare the championship vacant, and seriously consider erasing all of the Ginger Ninja's title wins from the company's history. No kiss, angry face, followed by a shit emoji. That's poo.
Fuck, what's the time?
It's 8:59. What shall I say? Quick.
Tell him. Here, all my crisps. Let me type.
What did you say?
Oh, one tick. That's only one tick.
Champ, what did you tell Gary Shag?
Two ticks. Oh, but the grey. What does that mean?
Champ, what's it going to be? Yes or no? Champ! Everyone wants to know, champ, what happened?
I just bought the PWF.
You what?
Yeah, I bought it. I couldn't let Gary shag me over a barrel like a dirty, worthless piece of meat.
Hey, and now you're the boss. But I have to ask, champ, how are you coping with the pressure of doing it all?
Fine. In fact, better than fan. It's the easiest thing I've ever done.
Oh, good for you. I mean, you do know the business inside out, so I guess you must be a natural.
Hey, I don't need the showroom manager at Crafty Cars. Do you know Angie?
I can't say that I do.
Angie's great. She's really the brains of the operation.
She's your number two.
Hey, don't be rude.
We should get her on. Yeah, I'd love to have her on. Let's get Angie on.
Angie's way too busy for that. She doesn't reply to me texts or return me calls.
What about emails?
They all bounce back. I'm telling you, her box is stuffed. She's seriously well busy.
So you can't talk to her on the phone, she won't reply to messages, and you can't even send her emails.
So you do know her?
Champ, are you absolutely sure that she works for you?
Demo, what kind of a dickhead do you take me for? Oh, fuck. I forgot to hire her dinner.
Next on Wrestling with a Champ, we look at the mystery surrounding the sudden in-ring disappearance of amateur wrestler Andy Bacon.
If you're happy working a 24-hour day and comfortable taking mounts of the shit, then this is the voluntary job for you. The PWF is recruiting for a 12-month senior office manager intern. It's the ideal role for someone with bags of energy, cupboards of can-do, and a skip full of self-worth, which is currently empty. Previous experience in the wrestling industry is not essential. In fact, the less you know about us, the better. Just keep a roof over our heads, the wall from the door, and the skin on your nose. All with a smile and a cleavage.
Hi.
Be the difference. Make the difference. Make the tea. Two sugars. The PWF, subject to credit, background checks, and social media profile checks. All right.
Wrestling with the champ.
It's Halloween, 2015. Steak and Whale is remembered as the event where things went from bad to worse for the PWF. A mixture of bad luck, bad organisation, and some say a centuries-old curse led to a series of unfortunate and still unsolved events. Before a single singlet could be slipped on in earnest, Steak and Whale moved venues a staggering 9 times, eventually striking a deal with the Flotsam and Firkin in Stroud.
Jukebox hadn't been updated since 86, pre-Astley. Great pub, that.
I bet the tickets were cheap.
£11 with rump and chips in a basket.
But a fryer fire in the kitchen delayed the start by well over an hour.
And the crowd were livid. The only thing that calmed them down, and when I say they, I mean 23 nans on a post-bingo bender, were the firemen.
Because they saved them from burning to a crisp?
Because they thought they were strippers? I hope that's the only time in my life I see an octogenarian aggressively grind on a man wearing breathing apparatus.
With the dinner inhaled and the blood pressure medicine sunk like a Jaeger chaser, it was time to get the action underway. But that night, of all the nights, would end in disaster for Andy Bacon, the gentle giant of amateur wrestling who wouldn't hurt a fly. The timekeeper that night was Leslie Mountpeter. Here's Leslie's version of events.
I arrived at the Flotsam and Firkin about 2 o'clock that afternoon in a taxi. Nice man, Kosovan, smelt of leather and fags. When I entered, I saw a couple of the wrestlers were already at the bar for the customary pre-show meeting.
And Andy was one of them?
He was.
What was he drinking?
An Andy Shandy.
What's that?
Lager and Lilt.
And what were you drinking, Leslie?
Same as always, virgin rum and coke.
Leslie, tell me, if you can, what kind of mood do you think Andy was in?
Typical Andy, really. Always smiling, never complaining, and a cheery greeting for everyone.
Even his opponent?
Oh, sure. Topless Tom could be a proper prickle, but Andy saw past Tom's overt racism, contempt for success and distrust of guide dogs. Andy was one in a million.
Leslie, did you notice anything unusual about Andy that night?
No, nothing.
Hiya, love. It's the Ginger Ninja here.
Hi, champ.
You keeping well?
I am. Are you?
Not bad, not bad. Hey, listen, what are you doing for work right now?
I've got a pop-up.
That's a bit personal.
No. Full-time on me nail gel business. Outside Sports Direct on the High Street. Festive one. Santa Claus.
Put me down for some snowy tips.
Leslie, now you were ringside when Andy vanished. Talk me through what you think happened.
I can't.
Why not?
It went dark.
What then?
It wasn't dark. Andy were gone and Tom fucked off.
Leslie, did anything about that strike you as odd?
Not really. Tom was an antisocial bugger.
A wrestler disappeared, Leslie. In the ring.
There's no need to say it slowly. I'm not stupid.
So, I mean, it's been 5 years, Leslie. In your mind, what do you think happened to Andy?
Do I look like Nosferatu to you?
Nostradamus?
The German painter. How dare you?
Leslie, we're going to take a break. Can you hang around?
I can.
Excellent.
My programme doesn't start for another 18 minutes.
Can't you record them?
Oh, no. My Japanese bobtail knocks the camera over.
So we've established that there was nothing different about Andy before his match.
I think it's a mouse.
Next on Wrestling with the Champ, we'll hear from the detective assigned to Andy's case to get some proper facts on his likely whereabouts. Stay with us.
He's always talking, this one.
The Armless Cavalier invites you to endure the ultimate slaycation. Choose from one of 5 dead good rooms. All have been professionally jet washed in industrial disinfectant in line with COVID-19 rules. Every night, there's a brand new murder mystery event with spooktacular prizes to be won. Just don't ask about the other guest. Legend has it that the ghost of a hooded knight and famously generous lover roams the halls at midnight. Ladies, be in bed by 11:59 or you might feel him brush past you. The Armless Cavalier. Rooms from £49. Off the A322 near Beefeater. BYO Sheets.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're wrestling with the champ.
Wrestler Fact File. Andy Bacon, born Andrew Bacon, grew up in the small village of Curry Mallet. On August the 13th, 1995, Andy left school aged 16 and joined the Sea Show, a travelling wrestling troupe that performed during circus intervals. Working his way up from the bottom, Andy washed shit-stained singlets and mopped blood from the ring apron every single day. During that time, Andy learned everything there was to know about wrestling from the only individual barred from every professional wrestling organisation in Great Britain. If there was one man who would know Andy Bacon better than anyone else, it was Hercules. Sadly, Hercules died last year while doing the Cinnamon Challenge.
His husband sprinkled his ashes.
Do you mean scattered?
No, Hercules loved coffee. His dying wish were to be swallowed like a milky latte.
Don't tell me.
Yep, coffee sends all over the cup, quick dust and boosh, down the hatch.
Oh my God.
Tasted nutty.
You had some?
Everyone at the wake did.
Little did Andy Bacon know...
There's no need to be mean.
...that his milk bottle title defence at Steak and Whale that night would be the last time he would ever set foot in the ring. And potentially the last time he'd walk this earth. To tell us about one of Somerset Police's most curious unsolved cases, it's DI Tom Longsword, the lead investigator into the disappearance of Andy Bacon. DI Longsword.
Good morrow.
Tell me, from a police perspective, what happened to Andy Bacon that night?
The short answer is, we don't know.
But a man can't simply vanish.
My dad left me when I were a boy.
Call back to episode 2, Father's Day.
I reckon he spontaneously combusted.
Don't be stupid.
Well, we're not ruling anything out.
See?
Although he was teetotal and not an elderly female, pickled nans are most likely to go poof.
DI Longsword, what's your theory?
We're confident Andy is still alive, but at 18 stone, with a bald, tattooed head and a voice like Joe Pasquale, it would be hard for him to blend in.
You've never been to a Britain First rally.
Let's listen to Andy's final moments in the ring. The following amateur recording was made by Scouse Babe 94.
God, I feel old.
Well, Andy Bacon is getting his bum kicked tonight.
Topless Tim has had his own way for the entire match.
Bacon thrown into the ropes. Topless Tim setting up for the shirt rip. Wait, whoa! Bacon with a running base plate slide on the mat through topless Tim's legs.
I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
Except in baseball.
Except in baseball.
Bacon's like a coiled spring, leaping to his feet like a baby lamb as he climbs up the turnbuckle. What is he doing?
He's wrestling.
Bacon looks back, sizing up his opponent. And the lights have gone out here at the Flotsam and Firkin. Somebody's not paying their lecky bill. The crowd aren't happy either. All of a sudden, this title decider has been plunged into darkness. Oh, hang on, the lights are back on.
Where's he gone? Bacon's gone. Vanished. Disappeared. He is no longer with us.
Bacon was on the top turnbuckle just moments ago when the power cut out, but now he's nowhere to be seen. It looks like Andy Bacon has disappeared into thin air.
Oh, I love David Blaine stuff.
Andy Bacon was never seen again. DI Longsword. Everyone listening to Wrestling with a Champ needs a bit of closure on this. What does Somerset Police know?
In any disappearance, the first 24 hours are the most crucial. We checked his home, his passport, credit cards, everything you'd expect not to find with a planned disappearance. They're all still there. Whatever happened to Andy Bacon on Halloween, it's beyond our comprehension.
Aliens.
And why would it be aliens?
Who steals your odd socks? Aliens. Who hides your car keys? Aliens. Who spends all your paycheck?
Your ex-wife. I'm not sure that we've learned a great deal today, but DI Tom Longsword, thank you for joining us on Wrestling with a Champ.
Now, do your catchphrase.
Catchphrase?
You know, like Shaw Taylor, keep 'em peeled, or Nick Knowles, don't have nightmares.
Nick Ross.
What's Nick Knowles' catchphrase?
If anyone knows Andy Bacon's whereabouts, please contact the police.
Nah, that's not it.
Next and finally on Wrestling with a Champ, we talk to a YouTuber live from his mum's back bedroom who claims he has proof the disappearance of Andy Bacon is a complete hoax.
Be a winner with the Wrestling Lottery, the only lottery helping ex-wrestlers. Wrestlers like the Lollipop Lady, who, after being clipped by a lilac Nissan Micra, was left unable to walk in a straight line. An Indian Ian, forced out of wrestling when Generation Z decided his gimmick was offensive. Draws take place each and every week. Win pounds of money with the Wrestling Lottery. Sign up to play today!
I've been sitting all alone in the darkness of my funeral home, thinking about
Wrestling with a Champ.
final guest on the Wrestling with a Champ Halloween special is a man who claims the disappearance of wrestler Andy Bacon was staged.
Can't wait to hear this bullshit.
It's not bullshit. I have evidence.
Now, we've had to change his voice and his name to protect his identity. Please welcome Dio Durant.
Aye.
Proper detectivist, are you? Got 5 stars?
It doesn't take a genius to work out what happened.
The idea that a quiet man, an average in-ring performer, deliberately faked his own death in front of a crowd of at least 80, that will come as quite a shock to his friends and loved ones.
Why? They were all in on it.
The comments made by Mr. Durant are his alone and do not reflect the views of Wrestling with a Champ, its advertisers or sponsors. Or me.
You should talk to a solicitor.
I don't have one.
Sing, sing, Malotra, and sing.
Oh, are they any good?
Oh, I wish you hadn't asked me that.
Mr. Durant, the time is now. Unravel your theory.
My mate's cousin, whose friend works at the golf club, knows the lady who makes the cakes. She told me her husband had bought, as part of a syndicate, an 1/8 of a racehorse called Cream Crackered.
Which bit?
The legs.
You should get more for them. They do all work.
People piled thousands into this horse, including Andy Bacon. They borrowed against their houses, cars, you name it. But this dumb horse came last in every race.
Wouldn't that have been suspicious?
You'd think. But they were all in on it. And making millions of a horse around the world that all finished exactly last.
All right then, exactly who's they?
This goes right to the top.
Not Hamish the window cleaner.
Serious betting fraud.
But how does Andy fit into all of this? I'm not getting it. Help me join the dots.
He wasn't in on it. He kept betting on Cream Cracker to win. Poor sod. He lost his entire life. So his step-step-uncle tripped the electrics so Andy could escape, down the cellar and into the night, just like that.
It's always the quiet ones.
He lives in his mum's shed. That's how I found out. Saw her going in there one day with a plate of tuna sandwiches and a box of blue ribbon.
I've heard enough. He has no business discussing a criminal matter, nor can they make accusations about the law.
Mr. Durant, would you say corruption spread as far as the local police?
Is Gary Barlow the devil?
Champ, full Nelson on him, now.
Come here, you.
Get off me.
Citizens arrest. Citizens arrest.
Get off me.
Oof.
Champ, don't let him get away.
Fuck that. The only chasing I do is at 5 o'clock on RTV. Ha ha. Woohoo. Yeah, we got him.
Sit on him, giant haystack style. You're going nowhere. And it looks like we've lost our whistleblower. But hang on, I've got a text. Dio Durant says, call this number right now for more answers. Let's plug it in, let's go. Here we go, proper investigative journalism on Wrestling with a Champ.
What are you going to say?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, hello there. This is the owner of the lovely horse you bought.
You got the wrong number.
We did some DNA testing, right? And it seems that your equine fathered a child. A baby. A horse baby. A super fast horse baby. And it has won the money.
How much money?
47,250 pounds.
Marvellous, congratulations.
What are you doing?
Who's that?
You sounded like you were struggling.
How did that make it better?
Hello? Is there anyone there?
I am the bank manager at Fowler & Butcher's in St. Lucia. To whom should I make out this rather large cheque? In your good name, perhaps?
Don't you already know who I am?
This is never going to work.
It's for our security purposes, sir, as we treat our offshore clients and their tax-free savings in the strictest confidence. I hate myself for asking. In fact, after this, I intend to hammer large nails into my feet by way of penance. But for now, would you mind confirming your name?
Are you sure you're legitimate?
Yes.
Well, what's the weather like in St. Lucia?
Ha! I see nothing but glorious sunshine.
Hmm.
In about 8 hours from now, yes.
Right, well, yeah, I suppose that does make sense.
That was future weather.
All right, well, you can make the check out to Mrs. Linda Bacon. That's L-I-N-D-A, Linda, B-A-C-O-N, Bacon.
Yes.
Very good. Mr.
Andrew Bacon.
Oh, my God.
That's Alpha November Delta Romeo Echo Whiskey Bravo Alpha Charlie Oscar November Bacon.
And that's Bacon like the pig?
like the Blue Peter presenter, actually, but no relation. Anyway, I need to go. I need to go. Bye.
Hey, did we just solve a crime?
I think we did.
We're not just two middle-aged losers sitting in a pensioner's spare room recording a podcast for nobody.
Elbow bump. Come on. Come on.
We get shit done.
That reminds me. Did you remember to bring the milk in?
Ah, bollocks.
Wrestling with the Champ.
Well, Champ, it looks like we've finally solved the mystery of Andy Bacon's disappearance.
He would have gotten away with it if it were not for this meddling podcast.
Can you believe he got 8 years for fraud?
I take great comfort in knowing that he's gone from living in a small room to living in a small room with Big Vic.
Wrestling with the Champ was created by Damien St. John. Written and produced by Ant McGinley and Damien St. John. Starring Colin Christensen, Harry Stakini, Hayley Ellis and Mick Ferry. For more episodes, to leave a review and to subscribe, go to champpod.com. The Champ will return this Christmas.
Something strange in your neighbourhood. Are you going to call Crime Busters?